Okay, so you're ready to dive into something that might hit you right in the wallet?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking international trade.
Okay.
Specifically, former President Trump's campaign promised to put some serious tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China if he's reelected.
Interesting.
Big topic.
You heard that right. We're talking a potential 25% tariff
Wow.
on everything coming from Canada and Mexico,
Huge.
plus an extra 10% on goods from China, all on day one,
Oh, wow.
if he takes office in 2025.
Okay.
So to help us navigate these choppy trade waters, we've got our expert here who can break down exactly what this means and how it might impact your daily life.
Well, thanks for having me. It's interesting how something like tariffs, which might sound like a dry economic policy, can have such a huge impact on our everyday lives and become a major political talking point.
Totally. Okay, so before we get into the why and the potential fallout, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Can you give us a quick breakdown of what tariffs actually are and how they work? Absolutely. In the simplest terms, a tariff is like a tax
Okay.
that a country adds to the price of goods coming in from other countries.
Okay.
So let's say you're importing avocados from Mexico. If the US imposes a 25% tariff, those avocados suddenly become 25% more expensive for American consumers.
Right.
It's a way for governments to protect their own industries or try to influence trade flows.
So it's not just about numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about real-world impacts on the things we buy every day.
Exactly. And in this case, the numbers are pretty significant. We're talking about the US, the world's biggest importer, potentially adding a 25% price hike on goods from Canada and Mexico, who happen to be two of our top trading partners.
Wow.
Add in another 10% on goods from China, our biggest trading partner overall, and you can start to see how this could have a ripple effect across the entire economy.
Wow, that's huge. I mean, we're talking about everything from groceries and clothes to cars and electronics potentially getting more expensive. But why?
Right.
What's motivating this tariff threat from Trump?
Well, from what we're seeing in our sources, it seems Trump is framing this as a way to combat illegal immigration and the flow of drugs, particularly fentanyl, into the US.
Right.
He's essentially placing the blame on these countries for not doing enough to stop it and saying they'll pay the price through these tariffs.
So he's using tariffs as a kind of leverage to try and force these countries to address these issues.
That seems to be the strategy.
Yep.
Now, whether it's a genuine policy commitment or a negotiating tactic, that's a different question. We've seen Trump use similar tactics in the past, using tariffs as a way to put pressure on other countries and force them to the bargaining table.
Right.
Remember the trade war with China a few years back?
Yeah.
This has a similar feel to it.
Okay, so let's assume for a minute that this isn't just a bluff and Trump actually goes through with these tariffs.
Yeah.
What could that look like for the average American? I mean, what are the potential downsides here?
Well, let's start with your wallet.
Okay.
You'd likely see price increases on a wide range of goods, potentially impacting your grocery bills, gas prices, the cost of electronics, you name it. And this isn't just about a few extra dollars here and there.
Sure.
Economists estimate that these tariffs could cost the average American household hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars per year.
Ouch. That's definitely going to be felt by a lot of people. But are there other potential downsides beyond just higher prices?
Absolutely. This kind of move could trigger retaliatory tariffs from Canada, Mexico, and China,
Right.
leading to a full-blown trade war.
Wow.
This would disrupt global supply chains,
Okay.
potentially leading to shortages of certain goods,
Oh, wow.
and businesses that rely on imports would face higher costs,
Right.
potentially leading to job losses.
So it's not just about consumers paying more at the checkout.
Yeah.
It's about the potential for wider economic damage.
Exactly. And there are also concerns about the effectiveness of using tariffs to address complex issues like immigration and drug trafficking.
Right.
While it's true that fentanyl is a devastating problem and there are legitimate concerns about international cooperation in combating it, simply slapping on tariffs might not be the most effective solution.
So we've got a lot to unpack here. We've got a potential trade war brewing,
Yeah.
motivated by complex issues of immigration, drug control, and international relations.
It's a lot.
And you, dear listener, might end up feeling the pinch of the checkout line.
That's right.
But is it all doom and gloom? Are there any potential upsides to this approach? And how are different political groups viewing this situation? We'll explore all of that right after this.
Well, it's important to look at the situation from different angles. While there are definitely valid concerns about the potential negative impacts of these tariffs, some argue that they could have positive outcomes as well.
Okay, let's hear it. What are some of the potential benefits that people are pointing to?
One of the main arguments from supporters of this approach is that it could incentivize domestic manufacturing.
Okay.
The idea is that by making imported goods more expensive, American companies might be more likely to produce those goods here at home. This could lead to job creation and a boost to certain sectors of the U.S. economy.
So it's kind of like a Made in America push, using tariffs to make domestic products more competitive.
Exactly. And some argue that this could also lead to higher wages for American workers, as companies might need to offer more competitive salaries to attract and retain talent in a more robust manufacturing sector.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the arguments related to immigration and drug control? Are there any potential benefits there from using tariffs?
Well, it's a complex issue, but some argue that these tariffs could pressure these countries to cooperate more on border security and drug interdiction efforts.
Okay.
The idea is that if these countries face significant economic consequences, they'll be more willing to work with the U.S. to address the issues that are driving these policies.
So it's about using economic leverage to try and force cooperation on other fronts.
Right. And this is where we see a clear divide in how different political groups are viewing this situation.
That's a great point. It seems like this tariff issue is really highlighting the different perspectives and priorities of the left and the right.
Absolutely. If we look at our sources, we see a clear pattern emerging.
Okay.
On the left, there's a strong emphasis on the potential economic fallout of these tariffs, the impact on consumers, and concerns about using trade policy to address issues like immigration and drug trafficking, which they see as separate and complex problems that require more nuanced solutions.
So the left is skeptical about both the effectiveness and the fairness of this approach.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
They tend to argue that these tariffs will hurt American consumers and businesses more than they'll help.
Okay.
And that they could backfire by damaging relationships with key trading partners and potentially leading to retaliatory measures.
Okay, so what about the right? How are they viewing this?
On the right, the focus is more on national security, border control, and holding other countries accountable for their actions. Mm-hmm. They tend to be more supportive of using tariffs as a tool to achieve these goals, even if it means accepting some economic costs in the short term.
So they see it as a necessary step to protect American interests, even if it's not a perfect solution.
That's the general sentiment. They argue that these countries need to be held responsible for not doing enough to stop illegal immigration and the flow of fentanyl into the U.S.
Right.
And that these tariffs are a way to exert pressure and force them to take action.
It's fascinating to see how this issue is playing out along these political lines,
mm-hmm.
with each side emphasizing different priorities and concerns.
It's a reminder that trade policy is rarely just about economics.
Sure.
It's often intertwined with broader political considerations, national security concerns, and social issues.
All right. So we've got these competing arguments.
Yeah.
And it's clear that there are potential risks and potential benefits to consider. But let's step back for a moment and think about the bigger picture here. What does this whole situation tell us about the state of global trade and international relations?
It's a good question, and I think it highlights some key trends that we've been seeing in recent years. Globalization, which has interconnected economies and supply chains around the world, is facing pushback. Mm. We're seeing a rise in protectionist sentiment, with countries increasingly focused on protecting their own industries and jobs, even if it means disrupting global trade flows.
So it's kind of a shift away from the free trade is always good mentality that was dominant for so long.
Exactly. And this is being driven by a number of factors, including concerns about job losses due to offshoring, anxieties about national security and economic competitiveness, and a growing sense that the benefits of globalization haven't been evenly distributed.
It seems like this Trump tariff proposal is really a reflection of these larger forces at play. It's not just about trade. It's about a changing global landscape and the anxieties that come with it.
Right. And it raises some important questions about how we navigate these challenges. Can we find ways to balance the benefits of global trade with the need to address domestic concerns and anxieties? Can we cooperate on issues like immigration and drug trafficking without resorting to economic warfare? These are tough questions without easy answers.
Okay, so we've covered the potential impacts, the political arguments, and the bigger picture context. But let's get back to the specifics of this tariff proposal. How likely is it that this will actually happen? Is this a genuine policy commitment from Trump, or is this more of a negotiating tactic like you mentioned earlier?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And it's tough to say for sure. Trump has a history of using bold pronouncements and threats as leverage in negotiations. He's shown a willingness to impose tariffs in the past, so it's certainly possible that he would follow through on this threat if he's reelected.
No, we can't rule it out. But on the other hand, he's also shown a willingness to change course or make deals, so maybe this is just a starting point for negotiations.
Exactly. It's possible that he's using this tariff threat as a way to signal his seriousness about these issues and try to get concessions from Canada, Mexico, and China without actually having to implement these tariffs.
So it's all part of the art of the deal, the Trump style of negotiation?
You could say that. But regardless of his intentions, it's important to understand the potential consequences of this policy and the complexities of the issues at play.
All right. So let's say this does happen and Trump does implement these tariffs. What can we expect to see? How might this actually play out in the real world?
Well, it's impossible to predict with certainty, but we can look at historical examples and economic models to get a sense of the potential outcomes. If these tariffs go into effect, we would likely see an immediate increase in the price of a wide range of goods.
Okay.
This could lead to inflation and a decrease in consumer spending as people have less money to spend on other things.
So we're talking about a potential hit to the economy, both for consumers and businesses.
Yes, that's a real possibility. And it's not just about higher prices. We could also see disruptions to supply chains as businesses struggle to adjust to the new tariffs and find alternative sources for goods.
Right.
This could lead to shortages of certain products and delays in getting goods to market.
Okay, that doesn't sound good. What about the impact on jobs? We talked earlier about the potential for these tariffs to boost domestic manufacturing and create jobs. But is that the whole story?
It's important to remember that there are two sides to this coin.
Right.
While some industries might benefit from these tariffs, others could be severely impacted.
Right.
For example, businesses that rely heavily on imported components or materials could see their costs increase significantly, making them less competitive and potentially leading to job losses.
So it's not a simple equation of tariffs equal more American jobs. There will be winners and losers.
That's right. And it's important to remember that retaliatory tariffs from other countries could also have a negative impact on American businesses and workers. If China decides to impose tariffs on American soybeans or automobiles, for example, that could hurt American farmers and auto workers.
So there's a real risk of unintended consequences, a ripple effect that could extend far beyond the initial targets of these tariffs.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to have a nuanced understanding of these issues and to consider the potential costs and benefits carefully.
This has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I have a much clearer understanding of the complexities of this situation now. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to the listener. You, the person who's been with us on this deep dive, absorbing all of this information, what are your thoughts? What's resonating with you? What questions are you left with?
That's a great question, and it's one that I encourage everyone to grapple with as we navigate this complex issue.
It's definitely a lot to think about. You know, we've talked about the potential impact on our wallets, the possibility of a trade war, and the political motivations behind it all. But what I find really fascinating is how this issue kind of highlights the tension between national interest and, you know, global interconnectedness.
Yeah, that's a key takeaway here. We live in a world where our economies are, you know, deeply intertwined, and actions taken in one country can have ripple effects across the globe. This tariff situation is a prime example of that.
Exactly. We can't just look at this in isolation. We have to think about the potential reactions from other countries, the impact on global supply chains, and the long-term implications for international relations.
Precisely. And this raises some important questions about the future of globalization. Are we moving towards a more fragmented world with countries prioritizing their own interests over international cooperation? Or can we find ways to address these complex challenges collectively?
Yeah, it feels like we're at a crossroads, and the decisions made in the coming months and years will have a significant impact on the direction we take.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so crucial for us as informed citizens to engage in these discussions, understand the different perspectives, and make our voices heard.
So what can we do? I mean, besides maybe stocking up on some imported coffee, just in case.
Well, knowledge is power. Stay informed about the developments in this trade situation, read articles from diverse sources, and talk to people with different viewpoints. The more informed we are, the better equipped we'll be to engage in meaningful dialogue and advocate for policies that align with our values.
That's great advice, and I think it applies to so much more than just trade policy. We need to be informed and engage citizens across the board, especially in a world where things are changing so rapidly.
I completely agree. The world is becoming increasingly complex, and we need to embrace lifelong learning and critical thinking to navigate these challenges effectively.
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job of that today, wouldn't you say? We've taken a deep dive into this tariff issue, exploring the potential consequences, the political motivations, and the broader implications for global trade and international relations.
I think so too, and I hope our listeners feel more equipped to understand this complex issue and to engage in informed conversations about it.
So to wrap things up, if you had one key takeaway for our listeners, what would it be?
I would say this: pay attention to this developing situation, stay informed, and think critically about the information you're consuming. Don't just accept soundbites or headlines at face value. Dig deeper, explore different perspectives, and form your own conclusions.
Excellent advice. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder all of this. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.